Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Agriculture Ministry calls for large-scale investment in small ruminant production. Stay with us to find out why and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a Honeyan farmer. JSIF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JSIF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JSIF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JSIF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, is calling for more large-scale investment in the small ruminant subsector. Mr. Hutchinson says there is significant opportunity for growth for primary and value-added products. According to the ministry, of the 3.27 million kilograms of goat and sheep meat consumed in 2016, only 30% was supplied locally.
By and large, small ruminant farmers have been primarily small farmers rearing between 100 to 500 animals and many even below that.
Minister Hutchinson was speaking at the 21st annual general meeting of the Small Ruminants Association at the Bodo's Research Station in Old Harbour recently. Mr. Hutchinson notes, however, that despite room for improvement, there has been an uptick in local production compared to 2006, when only 11% of the meat consumed was produced locally. While urging the farmers to increase production, Mr. Hutchinson says that the government is continuing the breeding program at the Hounslow Animal Research Facility in St. Elizabeth, where some 319 breeding stocks have been distributed to farmers across the island to date. Another intervention being used to boost the sector is the mother and satellite farm model, where companies in the poultry industry provide guaranteed markets and technical advisory services to a network of small farmers across the island.
This is a model that should be replicated in the various subsectors, and I urge you, the members of the goat and sheep breeding groups, to examine the possibility of adapting that model as you strive to expand your production.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Chair fall down, bench get up. Translation, the chair falls down, the bench gets up. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Like you, we believe in the growth of our country, a Jamaica where we can live, play, and do business. The Special Economic Zone Authority is an agency charged with growing our economy through special economic zones. Our incentives allow businesses to grow and prosper. We're your friendly regulators, working to build Jamaica's business brand. We're process-driven, performance-based, and results-oriented. To find out more, visit us at jseza.com or call 876-619-7392. Growing our economy is everyone's business.
This Labor Day, May 23, let's join hands and hearts in harmony to make Jamaica a better place for all of us. Ramp it up. Help build ramps in our schools and health centers to make them more accessible. Fix it up. Clean up, repair, and beautify our schools and health centers. Register your projects now at dis.gov.jm or email labourday@mcges.gov.jm. Call 978-7654 for details. Labor Day 2018. Ramp it up. Fix it up. Our schools, our health centers, our responsibility.
Fix it up, you know. The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is no one is indispensable. A similar meaning is one man's loss is another man's gain. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.